Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for being connected with eBay. This is James. How can I help you?
Of course, Jim. Someone is making purchases on my behalf without my permission using my card.
Oh, and when was it happened?
Well, actually, I received the phone call. It's 299.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, no need to be worried about it. Just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check it once, and I'll be right back to you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that person does it or what's going on, but I just received a phone call if I've done this purchase because I didn't.
Oh, okay, well, thank you for holding the line. This I have just checked in my system here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the few things which I have caught at the moment is... Oh, Jesus, before I just go further, can you please tell me one thing that, dear, have you ever shared any of your personal and financial things to anyone?
Sorry?
Have you ever shared any of your personal, like as the banking information, your card details to anyone?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Do you do online shopping on eBay, actually?
No, I haven't been doing online shopping on eBay for about a couple of years. I've done it before.
And have you ever visited, do you have any friends or family members who actually located in Mountain View, California, U.S.? California.
Well,
do you know anybody who lived in California, Mountain View?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, at the moment, dear, this is a very important call because you are the victim of identity theft.
Yes, I know.
Your identity is being stolen, and there are 25 hackers who are still connected with you. And they are keep misusing your informations and your banking informations on eBay, right? So you should have to take a legal action against it. And we need to put a block on all these people who are connected with you. And they are trying to make these kinds of payments. Well, they are trying to steal your hard-earned money, which is not legal in our Australia, right? That is why
no,
you
it's have... not.
Sorry? Are you crying, love? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Why are you crying?
I didn't make any purchase.
Why are you crying then? We are here to help you with each and everything. Well, you don't need to be worried about it. Why are you crying, Jesus? Do you have a computer or laptop, any device?
Yes, I do.
Well, you don't need to be crying, first of all. We are here. You do one thing first. Just take up. Oh my goodness, you're making me emotional, you know. You don't need to be crying. You should have to take care of yourself. Well, at the moment, what I'm going to do is for your security purpose, I'm going to provide you some security so that in future also you don't face any kind of problem again, right? And I want you to be in front of a computer first. Do one thing first. Try to be in front of a computer so that I can help you further.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. You're like my grandmother. You don't need to be crying.
So who is making the patches?
These are the fraud people. Actually, these are hackers who are connected with you. They have, like, you know, hacked your internet. And whatever the activities you are doing over the internet, they are getting all of your information, like your... as you go online for the email or online shopping, online banking, whatever the things you are doing over the internet. All of things are simply getting to these hackers. And they are getting your information, and right now they are misusing it. But as I have told you, we are here to help you with each and everything. And it's my promise to you that you're never going to face the same problem again. And do you have a pen and a piece of a paper?
I just want to know who is telling me that I owe $299.
Like,
because there is no money on my account anyway.
There is no money in your account, right?
But no.
So it might be possible that it was going to be overdrawn. You know, these people, they are...
Of course it's going to be impossible because I'm protected by ANZ Shield.
Oh, sometimes, you know, ANZ still doesn't work. These people, they are very clever and they are very smart. They break down the security layers of the ANZ bank.
I will be hacker too.
Sorry?
I will be hacker as well.
I have not understand your concern yet.
No, you didn't. I will be hacker.
Hacker, what do you mean by hacker?
Hacker means it's against another hacker.
No, hacker.
Are you the good hacker or the bad hacker?
No, I'm not a hacker. You are having a conversation with the anti-fraud department. Right. We work against those hackers. We work to catch all these people so that we can catch them and get them behind the bars. They are not the good person. Right. They are using your information for their own illegal purpose, which is not legal in our Australia. Right? So, let me just show you something, and you don't need to be worried about any of your information, and you don't need to be cry as well. As I have told you that we are here to help you with each and everything. Right. So, my question is to you, like, what are the activities you do over the internet? Like, have you ever visited any corrupted and any, you know, unwanted pages? So that
never.
You have never. No need to be worried about it. Let me just try to get you connected to the secure server first. So in your computer, do you have any browser, like as a Google or Firefox, any browser?
Yes, I have Google.
You have a Google. And are you still crying?
No. Okay. You're actually making me laugh.
Well, you don't need to be worried about it. You're like my grandmother, and I'm like your grandson. So, yes. If
where do you come from originally?
I am an Indian, to be very honest. But right now, we are located in Sydney, New South Wales. And you have got a...
Originally, where you come from?
My home country is India, but right now I am located in New South Wales, Sydney, 45 Market Street. If you want to come and meet me, you can.
Yeah, I've got Indian carriers.
You have got Indian?
Yeah, they're my carriers.
Oh, it sounds good. So I do believe that, you know, Indian...
Because I'm a disabled lady, they come and clean and shop and everything, but they didn't make that purchase. I already know who's done it.
You already know who's done it, right? Anyways, we will check each and everything for you, and I want you to be very honest with me. So the person, the servant who work with you, who work in your at your home, have you shared any of your financial things to them? Like, have you given
personal?
You have never. Anyways, we will check each and everything for you. We will check how much your information has been corrupted and compromised so that we can go ahead and put a security on it so that no one can be able to use it anymore. Right. So, do one thing first. In your Google, search for AnyDesk. Do you know what AnyDesk is?
Mm-hmm.
Type in over there, letter A as in apple, then letter N as in November, in your Google Chrome browser, there would be a search panel, right? A white long search panel. And love, you live alone or you live with...
Okay, can you call me again?
Sorry?
Can you call me again so I know that you are located in New South Wales?
Yes, I can call you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me